All right, everybody, turn on your microphones and turn off your mouths. Turn on your ears.
I gotta let Mouse back in. He's gonna wake up. Dang it.
She lets us in. She totally lets us in.
All right. Now that we've moved past her and she's let us all the way to
yeah, bullshit. I'm not done.
We told the story around you. Is there anything anyone wants to say before we start this?
I spilled my wine on myself.
I know, I saw. I was watching Adam.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We're diving back into Adam's Lovecraftian nightmare of a Star Wars campaign, where we have been in planets full of giant birds, tunnels full of shit, we beat up a kid, and some cat. No, we didn't. The kid would have killed us. That's right. Never mind. We beat up some cats.
Yeah, you ran away from the kid.
Yeah, the kid was spooky. Children of the Corn style.
Right, I remember that.
We created a religion.
We have created a religion.
Dude, that was like 2 years ago.
Was it?
What?
No, yeah. It was like a year ago. Oh.
No, dude, that was 2020.
No way.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah,
I think it was.
It tracks.
I think it was, dude.
This campaign has gone on way too long.
Like 6 months.
Was just like,
six.
Yeah, that tracks. The last thing I wrote on my notes was Old Spice.
Old Spice.
That was like 6 months ago.
That wasn't 6 months ago, but that was like 3 months ago.
I think I'm gonna start skipping the intros from now because if you don't know who we are by now, then. I can't help you.
No, I can't help
anybody.
They will learn who we are, right, Mouse?
Okay, so my notes that I have from last time were from 8:20, which I think was seriously the last time we played.
Yeah, we missed.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So it started out actually. With Seeley was hungry and was biting people with the strongest heartbeat. And he had the blood drunk rage.
Oh yeah.
That checks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lahab is tucked away in bed.
Yeah, that checks out. Yeah.
Yep.
Feely stepped in poop.
Yeah, checks out. Yeah.
No, she rolled around in it again.
Yeah. Yep. She did. And then Hez is acting crazy. Seely. Oh yeah, then Seely death rolls in poop.
What? That's like the crocodile death roll.
None of this happened. He wasn't there for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then we weakened into Bernie's.
This did the
bridge.
Adam. This all did happen.
And then what to do? Like we didn't know what to do. Need mask. Seely sneaks up on the yellow green man.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tentacles came out of water and infused with Willem's dead body. Pork shocks the water with Lays. Neb gets a fist stuck when he punches the yellow or whatever punches it's that what? Guy.
Yeah.
His fist gets stuck. Remember when I punched him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Neb. Yeah. And then don't tell team how to shoot. I was an inside note.
What?
Wow.
The tracks.
What, last one.
Torque hits what? With what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
What about HW?
HW hasn't done nothing yet. Hold on. Oh, here it comes.
HW is kidding!
HW got one shot by Willem.
Yeah, hold on. Torque hits with stick, Willem.
Oh, that's right.
And then Seely bites Willem. And then HW attacks with pick and misses.
And then
Willem punches HW. Then Carf, not Carp, bites Seely.
Yeah.
Seely will remember this.
Steely bites
back, and then Neb spent 2 strain to get free from the thing when he punched him, and then Hez spend spends one destiny point for utility belt to help HW. HW says Diego cannot be stopped and then tries to punch the limp guy and misses. And then Willem swings at Neb and hits me with a plus 13, and Neb goes down. And then Seely shakes the limp guy, which is the yellow-green guy. And then we're all laughing and crying. And then
everybody laughed. It was really cool.
Yep. Seely is puppeteering the limp guy. And Hubert over the radio, shake, shake, shake. If you guys remember all that. The shake,
shake, shake, shake.
Yeah, because yeah, Seely was puppeteering.
She was shaking, shaking Carf.
Yeah, she was shaking Carf.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's about how it all went down.
Weekend at Bernie's, got it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's.
Worked out. You were able to fool the Willem into thinking that you guys should be able to cross the bridge. And right into the castle of Hubert North.
Set the stage, Adam.
The group has approached the entrance to Hubert North's asylum. In front of them, I'm going to say it's probably like late afternoon, almost evening. Sun starting to set.
All right, so we're in this place. What do we see inside? We're inside this castle, this asylum Hubert courtyard.
Asylum, yeah. Late afternoon.
Late afternoon, early evening.
Late evening.
Starting to set, but late afternoon, early evening. Sun is starting to set. You cross over this bridge just as these tentacles rip into it and collapse it behind you.
I thought Carf let's go.
No, Carf is like weakened at Bernie's.
Yeah, you got your property game.
Yeah, but I thought I like had like a god roll where the tentacles left us alone.
Oh, because that of was, the weekend. Sorry, that was the
that's
other
right. He's right. Adam or Pi's right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but you cross over the bridge, and as you do, you can actually hear the unholy abomination that is Willem's body, that is just like a writhing mass of tentacles and metal and rotting flesh. It sidesteps to let you guys through and watches you very, very silently. It watches you pass, and then after you cross and make it all the way across the bridge, you just hear these loud doof, 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 as it slowly pivots itself to block the bridge again. But yeah, as you cross the bridge, you wind up in front of this compound, or it's a castle. There's a portcullis in front of you. Yeah, like, you can see some spotlights in front of you. It's obviously not dark enough for the spotlights to kick on, but the sun is setting. What do you do? Well, I let this dog outside.
Somebody throw me over this gate.
I throw Hez and Carf over the gate.
Oh, no! Oh, gross!
Did we not end with you using Carf to get us in the gate in the first place?
I thought so, but I was just letting Adam talk.
What's up?
I could have swore we used Carf to get in past the gate, the gatehouse, as well.
I didn't write down notes for that.
Okay. Two things. One,
I thought that's what we ended on.
Two, yeah, you can be in the gate. I just wanted to do some exposition. Oh.
I still throw heads over the gate.
Okay, that's fine.
I think you still need to reset the destiny.
I do. All right. Go for it. Yes!
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, hold door.
Hold the door. Hold the door. Where? Who am I? Who am I? Destiny. Son of a butt.
So I'm going to have to save this, guys. Hold on.
Damn, you guys Carter screwed. Saved you guys.
That pile of trash Carter saved us.
Six dark side to 2 light side because of that piece of shit Carter.
Damn it.
We need to change those light side to dark side. We aren't taking anything from Carter.
Yeah, we don't want
anything. That's fine. We can do that.
No, he's dead to us.
Alright, well I guess we're rolling with 7 dark side. 8? Is it 8?
Yep. Two light side points were from Carter.
He's dead to us.
That's fine. Okay. So I'm going to nothing.
Gross.
What are you guys gonna do?
You lower the difficulty on the rolls.
There is no difficulty.
We
need it lower.
All right, so wait, we're in a courtyard. What do we see there? Paint me a word picture.
Word picture. So there is Portcullis Gate in front of you. That is open. That you've been thrown over, Hez. Is like a courtyard area. You can see in front of you, I guess I will paint a literal picture. You can tell that this was definitely meant, you can see a couple of, benches sitting in front of you. There's a walkway that goes straight for about 100 feet and then takes a 90 degree turn to the left up into the main building itself.
Does it look like an actual asylum? Like it's a functioning asylum? Or is it an asylum?
Yeah, no, it looks, is it a facade? It legit, like you see some park benches, there's a tree.
You know, everything you need to start a psychiatric hospital.
Near the tree, in the center of this area off to the right of the courtyard area is a really nice, tasteful fountain.
Tasty? Jim Carrey in a tutu.
Blue 42! Blue 42!
Yeah. It actually looks very calming.
Huh.
And you actually see... Let me throw them on the board.
Is Captain Torcott next to me and Karf?
Yeah. Well... Torcott, you tell me.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Captain Torcott as I pantomime flipping Karf over to shake him and empty his pockets.
Give me what you got.
Not waiting for a response, I'm starting to tip over Karf upside down.
I'll grab one of his legs and help him.
Is that who Karf is? The guy in the yellow suit? It looks like the mask.
Oops. Yeah. Yeah, that's Karf.
That's face.
I'm going to shake him in an attempt to try to find some kind of like key code or like anything else we can use from his pockets.
I'm going to slowly get up because I got thrown over gates that were apparently open. Because Adam only retconned half of it.
Let me set the dice pool. This will be... go ahead.
Average what?
Skullduggery.
Nice, dude.
Wow. Everything else was blank. Just 2 success. That's the only thing that showed up.
You dump this guy over, or grab this guy by these legs, flip him over, and start shaking him out. And you hear a few pings of
key cards. Anything useful? Anything coming out of his pockets?
There is a
entire hero sandwich.
A key.
Aki's in there?
Yep, Aki is in there.
Crazy.
No. Interesting. No, a key, as in a key to a lock or a keyhole. The key goes in the keyhole. A key falls out. It's mostly junk, but the key looks... I mean, it's a key. I don't know what you think about it, but...
Even's good, odd's bad.
Okay, I'm still shaking him, but I kick the key towards Hez.
Oh, all right.
Hez, you gonna pick that up?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nothing else really comes out of him. This guy looked.
It was in him?
His pocket?
Yeah.
So Sorry. For a moment there, I was really concerned, but then I realized I sounded dumb. Sorry.
Do you want to roll perception to find out where it came from?
Not particularly.
Karf looks at you and says, "Really?
I thought you were unconscious.
I thought he was knocked out."
Yeah, he's back. See the
No, I'm kidding.
Punch him again.
He's knocked out.
Punches right in the throat. This key unlocks the mind.
It unlocks something.
He touches his temple with it.
So, yeah, there's nothing really else that this guy has. You're just shaking him out.
My lord, the way is clear.
It does seem to be waking him up the longer you shake him.
Okay. Clap that dude in irons.
What are you guys doing? You do see, like, three people out in the courtyard. They look fairly normal.
Kneel before the Prophet of Diego!
The guy off, like, directly in front of you has immediately kneels.
Yes. Ah, yes. Respect.
HW will make his way up to follow Hez at that point. with arms outstretched.
The man says, "My lord." Elderly dude. Elderly human. Looks very disheveled. He's in, disheveled's a good way to, and he's wearing, they look like, it's not hospital garbs, but it's clearly, like, some standard issue clothing. Like, it's the same as the other people that you can see in the courtyard. They're all wearing the same colored, same styled clothing.
Robe and pajamas.
Gotcha. Yep, pretty much.
So happy that I can.
So yeah, what you guys gonna do?
Well, Hez is just gonna continue marching up to, like, the gate and leading HW up to at least wherever the doors are. Are the doors this first spot?
Mm-hmm.
HW would like to go to the guy that kneeled and place a hand on his head and just say, "Blessings of Diego on you."
Okay. That's fine. The guy will nod graciously and just say, "My lord."
As he should. As he should.
So you guys are following the pathway for listeners. They are following the pathway up to the big double doors into this it looks like an old-timey castle. Old spacey castle.
Old space, old money.
What do now?
There's a sealed door.
Wait,
there as
a big old, like, think church door.
Okay, but it is currently closed.
It is closed.
Okay. HW will do a once over to look and see if anybody is even following him other than Hez. Or Hez is leading, but, and then just kind of stand there and just look around.
Yeah. I imagine just... Seeley and Captain Torcott are dragging Karf at the back of the party, following along.
Okay. Western, northwestern part of the city. And, yep, the sun does set in the west. So the sun is starting to set. And it looks a little something like this on the horizon.
There's a bad moon, guys.
Something like that.
Oh, it's black?
It's half covered by the horizon right now.
Oh.
And I will say, in the direction of the southwest, as you guys look up, as you get to the door, you can hear off to the southwest some inhuman bestial screams. And some explosions go off.
Go on, Adam. Inhuman bestial screamer. That's what I was looking for.
Something like that.
You cut out. Can you do that again?
No.
It's for posterity.
No. No.
For the viewers at home.
Well, viewers at home, I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait for the recording.
Clip it and send it back.
Yeah, do that. So, What do?
Can the portcullis be closed behind us?
No.
No?
Just open. If you want to close it, you're going to have to look for the closing mechanism. You're going to have to do some sort of checks.
I mean, unless someone stops him, Hez is just going to keep walking.
Okay. Yeah.
Anytime he sees somebody, make way for the prophet of Diego! Kneel before him!
They'll make the signs of Diego towards you.
Yes, yes.
All right, what are you guys going to do? You're standing in front of these doors.
I guess Neb's going to go over and talk to this person.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk to her about? This woman looks like... she's holding a tray in front of herself. It's got a bunch of different medications on it. She looks like she's actually part of the staff.
You people, why are you here? What are you guys doing?
We're taking care of the needy. Those, not needy, those in need that they need the most help in this city. What are you doing here? I don't recognize you. Are you here to see Lord Hubert?
Yes, we are.
One lord in this realm, and it is Diego.
Well,
and he kneels before for HW. Yeah.
Hubert, we need to talk to Hubert. Where's he at?
I'm sure he's in his office, but I mean,
10 million pieces.
She's gonna look at her watch on her wrist and say, "I'm sorry, but public hours are over. If you come back,
we're tomorrow, not with the public. We need to speak with him immediately. It's of great importance."
At this moment, Sidney's gonna walk up with Karf, and she's gonna shake him like a Muppet. And I'm gonna try to pantomime like I'm talking through Karf.
Okay. Let me look real quick.
So she faints.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait for the signs of Gozer, then all slaves will be free.
Are you the gatekeeper?
I'm Vince Clarthos.
Okay. Let me set the difficulty here. We'll do.
You guys, I want to start a Star Wars Ghostbusters camp.
Yes. Yes.
Go for it.
Threats.
One threat.
She feels threatened.
She's gonna look at you, Seely, and at fuck, what is his name? Karf? Karf. She'll look between the two, and her eyes will very briefly narrow, and then she'll say, "Lord Karf, you know as well as I do that this is not public hours. You do look tired. Should I escort you to your room? Alone."
I'm going to violently shake him. No, they all deserve room. Ah!
I'll have to go talk to Lord Hubert about this.
You do talk to Lord Hubert about this. Shake, shake, shake.
We shall accompany you.
Lord Sir Karf, if you could watch the patients while I'm gone. And she will curtly nod to you and walk towards the door.
It's all right. We'll join you.
No. You stay here, and out of the shadows will appear two orderlies.
Two orderlies, port and starboard. Once she gets in, but before the door closes, Hez is going to try and get Chuck in there, just prop it up.
Okay.
Even if we have to roll initiative after and do whatever, I would like to try and just like she thinks the orderlies have it. So, she's not gonna pay attention, right?
Use the dark side to upgrade that. Go ahead.
What am I rolling? Skullduggery? Or coordination?
No, skullduggery.
Coordination? Okay.
You're gonna be fighting against the...
Two success, two threat.
Nice. At least you succeeded.
You're able to prop the door open, but the orderlies definitely see you doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm prepared to fight the orderlies once I get the door, so I just wanted the door open.
Glad you're prepared.
Come at me, you vile fiends.
Aren't we still, like,
hurt? Ambrosius! Hold the door!
Yeah, so you're able to prop the door open. So what are you guys gonna do?
Where are these orderlies at? Right by the door?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like
one on each side of the door.
Where is it? I have a thing. I think. Where is it at? How far away would you say I am from the orderlies? With where I'm at, oh, I accidentally clicked on myself. With me right there, how far is that?
About 75 feet.
75, really?
Damn, okay.
He was following...
You tell me, how closely were you following on Hez?
Not, I'm not, like, right on him, but, like, I'm following behind him, probably at, like, 15 feet behind him. 15 to 20 would be a fair estimate, because you have to allow the procession to come forth.
Yeah. Well, I'll say that Hez was, like, middle way through the stairs when he chucked Chuck.
Okay.
Well, right now it's Ambrosius.
So HW is about 50 feet from the door. 50 feet's not that far, guys.
Okay. I want to try to use my psychic radar.
Okay.
To see what's up with the guards. Or with the orderlies.
That's a discipline check, right?
Yes. I had to ask because it starts at 20 feet and needs to get up to 50. And I need lots of successes to do it. So that's why I wanted to know how far away it was.
You're going to get a boost die because you're still wearing the crown, right?
Yes, I couldn't take it off.
Yeah. Or not a boost die. I'll give you an upgrade. Go for it.
Okay.
Get it.
One success, three advantage. With your success, we'll say... So you're 50 feet from the door, right?
Well, yeah, we'll say that.
So your immediate area, I will say that the man bowed to you, or kneeled to you, is giving off a grayish aura. You are able to interpret this in your mind. You see the aura, you're able to feel it. Like, with the crown on your head, you feel extra empowered. Like, even empowered is a strong word, but you're able to interpret the auras around you just a little bit better. And it's hard for you to grasp on. If someone asked you to explain it, you wouldn't be able to, but you were able to interpret from touching the aura of this man that's kneeling in front of you. This is just an average person that he legitimately is in reverence of you. I'm going to give that one advantage to you. Your two more advantage, pick one other person. You have four options. You can pick from the lady that just walked through the door, the two orderlies, or the woman standing at the fountain. You can interpret one of their auras.
I want the lady by the fountain.
Dude, what is she doing? Is she, like, looking straight up into the sky?
No, she's just, like, staring at the fountain. Neb, she seems very, very disheveled. If you want more, you have to roll. HW.
My sister had dysentery, you know?
Dysentery! Let me tell you about dysentery! She has a very faint yellow glow to her.
Uh-oh.
Not hostile, but not... normal.
Not tainted.
Taint. Oh, God.
Tainted by Adam's taint. The yellow taint.
HW will continue to just, like, ruminate on that as he sees those colors.
My lord, we must proceed. Ambrosius holds the door for us. He totally disregards the orderlies. Like, they don't exist. He's Sir Hez. They don't exist.
Okay.
Unless they start making moves.
Well, I'm sure they're going to, but...
Right, if they haven't yet, though, Hez is just going to proceed on normal. Well.
What are you guys going to do? Is everybody going to follow Hez, or...
I don't know. I was thinking about talking to this lady next to the fountain, see what the hell she's staring at.
Yeah, you can talk to her.
Hey, you. What are you doing? What are you staring at?
She is going...
So I'm not interested anymore.
Fair enough. This disheveled-looking woman looks at you and it looks like she's about to speak something very profound to you, and you're like, nah, never mind, I don't want to know. And then...
this ended bad last time I did this.
She shrugs her shoulders and then goes back to looking at the fountain.
Yeah, that lady, I remember that lady, the fucking dysentery.
No, that lady is dead.
Yeah,
I know, but...
That was a joke. She has nothing to do... Well, you don't know. She might have everything to do with dysentery.
Too late, you gotta talk to her now.
Dude, she's dead.
Too late, you gotta talk to her.
She's dead to me!
Listen, I don't want to... The last woman I talked about poop for 2 hours. I refuse to talk to women at all anymore.
Dude, it was so long. It was so long. Hours of just shit.
Okay. Anyways. What are you guys doing? What the fuck are you guys doing? Going through the doors? Are you going to keep staring at the doors?
No, we need to bust through something. Go talk to Hubert, figure out what the hell is going on with this mask situation.
Simpleton, you will wait for our lord. You will not proceed ahead of the Prophet of Diego. How dare you?
As you guys go to, I'm assuming, open the doors? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Who's going?
Hess has got his hand on the door, getting ready to push it up and grab Chuck. I mean, Ambrosius.
Ambrosius. As Hez goes to push open the door, one of the orderlies the orderly to Hez's right will step up and say, and push against the door actually and say,
you're not allowed in here.
You're not allowed in here. Do you know who we are?
No. And I don't care.
How dare you, sir? You will kneel before the Prophet of Diego.
We demand entrance and to speak with Hubert North.
I demand satisfaction. Don't see you kneeling.
Leadership check.
Yeah, can I command him to let us in? Leadership check?
You can try. Let me...
You bite your thumb at me, sir?
Do you bite your thumb?
I do bite my thumb at you.
As these orderlies stand here deliberating, we just walk on past.
Yep. Nope. There it is.
Well, sir, if you have something to say, out with it. Otherwise, we must continue on our quest.
All right. Who's rolling what?
Torque and Tez are rolling shit. Do I get a boost because I'm with my prophet?
No.
He instills me with confidence.
I'm sure he does.
All right. Watch Hez blow this away. You know what leadership uses? Present. You know what Hez has? Present. And gifts.
We'll say that's against their willpower. One threat for Hez, 4 failure, 1 advantage for Torkot. What did you guys say to him?
Wait, hold on. Do I have social skill checks?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Is she a droid? I speak binary.
Nope.
Damn.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, bop, boop.
It's super ineffective. The orderly looks very stern at you and says, he looks down at your wrench, or actually your horse has, that is holding the way, and then he... God damn, that's impressive, but he's able to kick your entire horse out of the doorway.
With one threat?
With 1 foot. Fuck, dude.
With 1 foot.
No, one and... threat. No, one threat is enough for me to lose my successful planting of the door.
It's more Torcott's 4 failures that's hurting me.
What does that have to do with me?
Doesn't. But you're both trying to get entry into the door.
Fine.
And he shoos your horse away as it runs down the stairs.
You vile cur, you'll pay for that, Ambrosius!
He looks very patiently at you and says, I'm sure I will. If you run now, you can catch your horse.
Can I try to negotiate with him? I've got... My species is pretty good in negotiation.
Sure. But you're going to have a setback due to the other two's actions.
Hess is gonna conjure a sword. A vibro sword.
What?
Yes. The power that I received last time I went super crazy was conjured. Which...
I believe you have to discuss that with me before you do it.
That's not so. That was never established. The force caused a spectral object to their hand, which lasts for a short time. Mm-hmm. The user may spend a light or dark side pip to create a facsimile of a brawl or melee weapon anywhere within engaged range. At the end of the user's next turn, this item dissipates. At the GM's discretion...
Listen!
Are you going to fucking listen or are you going to just shout?
At the GM's discretion, the user can instead... conjure a simple tool or other useful low-tech item with encumbrance no greater than one. So the weapon is a given, but if you are generous, I can use it to make tools.
Okay, so the vibro axe lasts.
Vibro sword. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
He conjures it, and he's going to try and attack. If you want to scroll initiative...
You going to give me that light side point?
I have to roll a four step.
Wait, it costs a light side point, though, right?
No.
Read it again?
The force user may spend a light or dark side pip to create a facility over...
Have to roll a force.
Initiative, cool. You succeeded.
Yeah, go for it. Roll your force.
I don't know what my force rate is.
What was the initiative for?
I'm going to give myself one. Two dark side, I'll take it. Whatever you need to do for that dark side, if you're making me crazier, make me crazier, because Hez doesn't care right now.
I'm going to add a pip.
Hez brandishes his weapon. You will stand aside or you will suffer my blade. And he makes like a thrust.
Okay. Let's all roll initiative.
Yeah!
That's what I was waiting for. I already rolled.
They're cool.
God damn it. You combat, roll initiative, probably cool. Hez was pretty telegraphing this. Hey, Adam, how many pips do I have? Would that translate to my force rating?
No.
Because I thought you say the crazier we get, the more...
Yeah, it does. Let me think about it over the break.
Nice.
You have 9 pips.
Oh.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
I thought it was 11. I haven't been called... That's fine. We can make it 11.
No, if I get 11, I'm on another power. Better leave that at 9.
Take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's take a break. Come back. We will kill these orderlies forthwith and march into the castle and sneeze all over Dio. What's the dude's name? Dio. Dio's name.
Ronnie James Dio.
Mm-hmm. Dio.
Holy diver! What does Holy Diver have to do with that music video? Because they are in a castle.
You're the star of the masquerade.
Yeah.
Star of the midnight ball.
Yep. Holy Diver lyrics. Yep. We'll be back. Yep. You've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. What does that have to do with that? I don't care. I need ice.
So, was that the outro? That was a pretty badass outro.